Ready, Betty? Going up.
The Manor's activities director, Jordan Stafford, uses the van's wheelchair lift, securing two passengers into place in the rear of the new vehicle. Other passengers get settled in their seats.
I'm Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I don't know everyone here. I know Lorraine, and who else?
Betty.
Okay. I heard your name was John.
Yeah.
I met David.
And Karen.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
And Jordan's driving.
Is everybody buckled in?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
If you can,
the van is used for errands downtown on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, along with the weekly Sunday drives.
You don't want to crash it on the day the
recorder's here. Well, that would make for great radio, don't you think?
But this is just kind of our leisurely Sunday drive. We don't really have any plans. We just kind of
Yeah, they go down for an hour on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Today's first stop is on the waterfront as we pull into the parking lot of the borough's new drive-down dock to check on progress for that project.
Oh, I can see that.
See how you drive down onto it?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to tell with all the stuff they've got here, but I hope we get to drive down it when they're done with it. Wouldn't that be an adventure?
Not in the van.
No, come on. It'd be exciting.
I mean, in the bus.
All right, we're making progress.
Yeah.
See, I even got a handy backup cam.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Doing?
See it?
Hey, that's
isn't
okay.
That nice?
Pretty nice.
That'll be good if you have to drive down onto the drive-down float, right?
Right. I can just reverse all the way out.
There you go.
I don't think anybody would go on a drive with me after that. I'd lose a couple passengers.
Yeah, that would be scary. Going.
Is she a good driver?
Yeah.
The new van looks like an airport shuttle with a center aisle, tall windows, and separate comfortable seats. It cost the borough just over $63,000. More than half of that was paid for with Federal Transportation Administration money granted through the Alaska Department of Transportation's Community Transit Program. The borough paid for the rest from its motor pool. That's a borough fund that each department pays into each year for vehicle replacement. And this vehicle replaces a 9-year-old van that had no wheelchair lift and a lot less space. Stafford says the new wheels are easier for Manor residents and staff.
Some of the folks that just have a harder time, you know, if it's going to be too hard for them, they don't want to go on the ride, which is too bad. So now if I'm like, you don't have to walk, you don't have to do this, they're like, okay, let's go. So I can just load them up and go anywhere. And for the RAs, I don't have to expect, you know, them to just drop what they're doing and help me if I want to go for a van ride, because I can do most of this myself. Because before it was at least a 2-person thing. For some people it was a 3-person thing. So now I can do it pretty much 1-on-1.
The new van can hold 14 people, including 2 wheelchairs. That compares to maybe 8 people in the old one. Another stop this Sunday is at Papke's Landing before we all head back to town and drive by Sandy Beach and the airport. Then it's back to Mountain View Manor and the end of today's ride.
Thanks for letting me ride along.
No, thank you for coming.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.
You okay, John?
Yeah.
Toppling over on me.
Thompson.
I'm going.
Okay, wait a minute, okay?
Okay, John, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go inside and get you some coffee and
right.
Something to eat.